Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar broadcasting on the morning of Saturday, the 4th of Magh, the 21st of Jamadiul Awal, and January the 18th. The news read by Munmun Rahman. First, the headlines. Changing Dhaka City Corporation poll date is the jurisdiction of Election Commission, but Awami League has no objection to any change, says Awami League General Secretary. Home Minister says law enforcing agencies will work towards two-day Dhaka City Corporation elections with the direction of Election Commission. Government has ensured all kinds of opportunities for innovative entrepreneurs, says Foreign Minister. China hopes cooperation with Bangladesh government to build a stronger Bangladesh-China community with a shared future, keeping the Mujib year. Malaysia urges ASEAN to find a permanent solution to Rohingya crisis in Myanmar's Rakhine state, and Rajshahi Royals clinch the title of the Bangabandhu BPL T20 cricket, beating Khulna Tigers by 21 runs in Dhaka. And now the details. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said it is the jurisdiction of the Election Commission to change the Dhaka City Corporation poll date. He also said Awami League does not have any objection if the election date is rescheduled. Ubaidul Qadir made the remarks while briefing newsmen after the party's editorial meeting at Awami League President's political office at Dhanmundi yesterday. Awami League General Secretary hoped that the Election Commission would reach an acceptable solution over Dhaka City polls showing respect to a religion. The minister said BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir is spreading misleading information over the EVM use in the upcoming city elections. He urged the Awami League leaders who are contesting in the city elections as councillor candidates without the party's consent to withdraw their candidature. The minister said the party central committee and advisory council members will pay homage to the mazar of father of the nation Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Tungipara on the 24th of this month and will offer milad and dua there. Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal has said law enforcing agencies will work during two Dhaka City Corporation elections with the direction of Election Commission. He disclosed this to the newsmen at the 50-year anniversary of Sher-e-Bangla School and College in the capital yesterday. Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal said the government has nothing to do with the Dhaka City polls date, though it coincides with Saraswati Puja. The minister said there is no fear of law and order deterioration surrounding the polls since the people and the law enforcement agencies are responsible. Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal said the Election Commission will take decision whether Dhaka City Corporation election and Saraswati Puja celebrations will be held at the same time. Foreign Minister Dr. A.K. Abdul Momen has said the government is ensuring all kinds of opportunities for innovative entrepreneurs. He said this at the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Seminar organized on the occasion of the Digital Fair 2020 at the Bangabandhu International Conference Center yesterday. Dr. A.K. Abdul Momen said the present and next year are very important as Bangladesh will celebrate the birth centenary of Bangabandhu this year and the 50 years of independence will be celebrated next year. He added the people across the world will get to see and know the extraordinary success of Bangladesh throughout this year. Today is the second day of the second phase of the 55th Vishu Istima that began on the banks of the river Turag at Tungi near the capital yesterday. The Muslim devotees from different corners of home and abroad are taking part in the Istima. Besides, lakhs of devotees joined the Jummah prayers at the Istima yesterday. The government has taken a five-tier security measure to ensure security of the Musullis. Around 8,500 members of different law enforcement agencies have been deployed to ensure security in and around the Istima ground. The second phase of the three-day Vishu Istima will end tomorrow following the Akhiri Munajat with thousands of devotees seeking peace, well-being and prosperity for the Muslim Ummah. The first phase of the Vishu Istima ended last Sunday. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd.